Well, guys, are you fucking ready?
I'm fucking ready.
He's fucking
ready. I'm fucking shivering with excitement.
I can tell. I can hear it. I can hear the shiver in your voice, man. All right, so welcome back. Hello. Greetings. Hello, guys. Woo, yay, woo, woo, yeah, woo, yeah. Welcome to, What was the name of the show again?
One out of five.
One out of five. Yeah, that one. Welcome to One Out of Five, where we
gracious host.
We are a review based podcast. If you've never been here before, we don't review things necessarily, but we do find certain reviews funny, and we want to share them with you guys. Today, hi, my name is Sloth. I'm joined by my fellow hosts, Jay, and for the first time, Flaccid or Loaf, whichever one you want to call him. He goes by both. Say hi, guys.
Hello.
Nice. So, how are you guys today? You guys doing good? You guys having a great time?
I'm fucking ready to win.
Oh, yeah.
Me.
No, this asshole's playing fucking cowboy games. He doesn't know nothing.
Hey.
Before
what's
this,
the cowboy game slander?
Jay was playing a Roblox cowboy game before we started, so he's got cowboys on the mind. I've got some orange chicken and rice, so like that's what I'm having right now.
That's not cowboy related at all.
The cowboy's gonna be in fried rice and orange chicken. You don't know. They probably have Panda Express.
Was Panda Express in Red Dead Redemption?
Could have been.
Yeah, but was it?
It was an Easter egg. You had to find it.
Sure.
You had to travel the map doing a handstand.
Yeah. You guys, you're not pro gamer enough to have unlocked it. So today I have a new topic for us to do. Not really a topic. It's all the same topic. I have a new activity for us to partake in. Also, quick update. Last episode, I talked about points a lot. Points this, points that. Well, I'm getting rid of points. We're not doing points anymore. No comment? No comments on that? All right, it's fine. I'll keep talking. Instead, we're going to do 5 points. As in stars. We're rating in stars. You guys get stars instead of points. Get 5 points and star. Yeah. Funny. Get it? You guys get it? Funny joke. Yeah. I'm gonna edit that part out. we're doing stars. We're doing stars now instead of points. You guys will be earning stars. For today, that's the excitement I'm looking for. So today we are no one at the pond who's listening knows that these three who are here, me, Shock, and Jay, had this idea.
Shock?
Not Shock. Me, Flaccid, and Jay had this idea.
Do I sound fucking French to you?
French Canadian.
A little bit, yeah.
You piece of shit.
He does have a weird twang in his voice. I don't know what it is. It's probably some upside down people type speak.
Yeah. Listen here, you.
So we started this by looking up random reviews. I don't remember what brought it up, but we ended up at a pawn shop that just had the funniest reviews, and I can't remember what they said. There was like a whole conspiracy about some dude who didn't actually work there, but the owner said he didn't actually work there, who was stealing people's money. Like, it was really entertaining. That basically started this whole thing. So we're going to go back, and we're going to expound upon that concept. I have with me, in front of me, a list of different categories of places, different stores, different locales that you guys are going to be finding reviews for. And whoever, I will be rating them one at a time, 1 out of 5 stars. And if I like it a lot, you get 5. If I don't like it at all, you get 1. Does that sound right? Whoever has the most stars at the end will be our victor for this episode.
Okay.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah.
So I was taking, I'm taking bites of food.
This fucking lazy asshole eating on the job.
Uh-huh, I'm hungry.
Fucking guy, dude.
First up, the thing that started the whole thing, pawn shops. So, it could be from any location you guys want. You guys don't have a time limit necessarily. Just find really amusing reviews. One star reviews are obviously going to be the best ones. But I do have an example here. I've got listed from a place. Oh, also, I don't know if it's bad to say the name of these places and their reviews. But like, I'm going to do it anyways because, like, it's already public information. We're doing this on Google Maps. It's not like we're, like, stealing information or anything. So I'm just going to go ahead and say the name of the place. But not it's not its address or anything, I guess. Oh, anyway. This place, I got it from a place called Shop and Pawn Inc. And the review was, "These people discriminate against women! ! Was told they are no longer selling firearms to women because we are easily influenced. Save your money and shop elsewhere. 1 star.
The fuck?
Yeah, right? So this place had a lot.
What kind of clone shop has firearms?
A lot of them. This one had a lot of reviews based on firearm sales, believe it or not. And all of them also said to just go to the store next door that also sold firearms because it was better.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. I also want to go ahead and preface the reviews I have here for the examples. Some of them are not, like, bad establishments. They just have, like, one or two bad reviews. And the reviews I found just happen to be really funny to me. Or entertaining to me, at the very least. So, yeah, you guys take your time.
Uh-huh.
Whoever goes, who wants to go first, shout out first. I might award.
What are we doing?
I might. What? What do you mean, what are we doing?
What do you mean? I wasn't listening.
Bro.
Are we writing reviews?
We're finding reviews.
We're looking up pawn shops.
Oh, looking at pawn shops and finding reviews. Okay. Okay. I got it. I got it. We're good.
God damn. All right. So whoever wants to go first, I might award a bonus, like, star or half a star for going first. So, keep that in mind.
Yeah. I've already found a place that has 2.9 stars overall.
Oh,
you're done.
That's peak. It can also, all my examples are inside of the U.S. Feel free to go outside the U.S.
Huh.
I got a pretty good one off rip.
You want to go first?
Yeah. Great place to go if you're a thief or drug user wanting to sell the items you stole or you like buying stolen items. Recently had an item stolen which they bought. They conveniently changed the description of the item so it didn't flag up when reported to the police. I know of several people who have had tools stolen and have ended up there. Unfortunately, unless you record all your serial numbers, then there's no chance you'll get anything back. They know this, and so do the thieves. This place is supporting thieves and the local scumbag drug addicts and profit from it, whilst hardworking, honest people have had their belongings stolen from the surrounding suburbs. Do better, cash converters.
Guys, honestly, I know I just made fun of you for this, but, like, I was so focused on my chicken. I only heard the first half of that.
You fucking piece of shit.
But you did go first, and the beginning of it hooked me. I was enthralled. I'm going to give you a 3 out of 5.
Okay.
Jay, you got one yet?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Oh, you should go. You go ahead. Go
this
ahead,
one. All right.
Hey, Jay,
this
you
one's
find,
coming
you
from
one?
American.
Where's it from?
American Jewelry.
Jewelry?
And American.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How many cowboys does it have?
Fuck you. This is from American Jewelry and Loan, located in 8 Mile, Detroit. This is from Robert Schneider. He gives it 1 star.
Rob Schneider? Nickelodeon?
And
isn't that Dan Schneider?
Same thing.
This family needs some bipolar medication and family counseling. Totally dysfunction and outrageous.
Oh, nice.
Rob Schneider's the guy from Big Stan.
I love that there's a review like that, and that's absolutely accurate. I wonder if he watched the show. Because that pawn shop, for those
that's
who don't know, the pawn shop, for those who don't know, is the one from a TV show called Hardcore Pawn. Which is great. 10 out of 10 would watch. We're trying to watch it all. We haven't gotten there yet. So, Jay, for the sick reference and the accurate representation of how I imagine those people really being, you get a 3 out of 5. Solid.
Hey.
All right. Do you guys want to do another pawn shop? Or do you want to do a different category?
Pizza place.
Oh, God.
Well, you're not off because I do actually have a section for restaurants, and the restaurants I chose is a pizza place. So nice. I got this one from a CC's Pizza.
The health inspector should shut this place down. It was the dirtiest place I've ever taken my family to. I have pics to back up the true claim. Beware, do not eat here. The employees kept walking out the back door to smoke cigarettes and then come back in and handle the food without washing their hands. Half the tables had dirty plates and foods on them. It was real bad. 1 star.
Every CC's I've ever been to has given me diarrhea. Every single one. Oh, every single yeah. time. No matter which one I go to. I've been to multiple because my friends hate me and they know it upsets me that we go to CC's and they want to take me there anyways. And so we go to CC's. Yeah, it's vile. Gross. It's like Chuck E. Cheese kind of pizza. Worse, really. Very gross kind of places. They do have like an arcade and I spent like $50 on a claw machine there trying to get a sloth plushie. Anyway, yeah. CC sucks. You guys have some good reviews?
There have to be specifically pizza places.
No.
Okay. Well, I'm looking at a pizza place right now.
Bonus star if it's a pizza place.
Oh, shit. I'm definitely doing that.
Oh, yeah. Which one's got the lowest rating?
That's basically how I found all mine.
Oh, yeah. One with a 3. Now we're cooking. Oh, my review's in here.
Oh, you reviewed that place?
Yeah, 1 star.
What was your review?
Guy came to the door, thought I had already paid. I tried to do the right thing and say, hey, I owe this amount, take the cash. He didn't have any change for the 50, and the cheeky cunt went back with my change and said he'd come back after his deliveries. The fucker took my money. Where's my 20 bucks?
I forgot about that guy. You told this story. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, bonus star for that story.
Gave me a generic fucking response.
That's awesome. Oh, what was the response?
We appreciate your feedback and apologize for any inconveniences you may have expected with our service. Our goal is to provide top-notch quality and customer satisfaction. To help us improve, please contact your local store on blah, 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 or through our Domino's website to share your concerns, and we will get back to you as soon as possible.
Oh, delightful. Yeah, that's honestly, every single one of the reviews on that CC's I was talking about had that copied and pasted every single after every single 1-star review. Outstanding customer service, man. So, do you have a different one that you actually want to do, or do you have another review?
I'm looking.
Okay.
Everyone here is just making generic fucking cry responses. My food was cold. Shut up.
Yeah.
What about a Middle Eastern man stealing your coins?
Right? Ah. Missed that guy.
Australia fucking sucks for this. Nobody complains enough.
So when I was searching, even like the 4 or 5 star stuff. Well, actually, the 5 star didn't. But like the 4-star stuff, if you went in there, they would still be like, if it was highly reviewed, they'd still have like 9 or 10 one stars.
Damn.
How about you, Jay? You having any luck?
I do have a place that is terrible, very well known around the Michigan region. It's Happy's Pizza.
That sounds awesome.
It's terrible, and let me read you one of these reviews. This one's from Rachel Hamid. 8 months ago, gives 1 star, says, someone stole my credit card number and placed a fraudulent delivery order here. And when I contacted them, they would not give me the name or address from the transaction. Food was terrible. The service, shake my head. Lady, very rude, wouldn't let me get what I had to say out of my mouth. Very rudely says, it's on the way. Like, why are you mad because you messed my order up?
Alright, cool. That's good, man.
Yeah, that's the one that I had lined up to shame.
Oh, damn. Well, don't say that, but I am giving that one a 4 out of 5 on that one.
I got one from a suspected Uber driver.
Okay.
The way they disrespect Uber drivers and give them thumbs down, even though they make you wait ages to get the food and don't even give you the whole order, is not on people are working so hard to make money, including Uber drivers today. They are working in 40-degree heat, trying their best to make money so they can afford food on their plates and pay rent. So don't put a thumbs down on Uber drivers when you're the reason it's happening. This needs to stop. I'd also like to emphasize that the there, every time they use there, it's T-H-E-R-E. Nowhere near the right there.
Nice, nice. Well, I get where he's coming from. You know what? Actually, that's not necessarily true. I was going to give that a 2 out of 5, but the misspellings does boost it up a little bit for me. So I'm gonna give that another 3 out of 5. All right, you guys want to do another restaurant, or because we just kind of went pizza focused there, or would you guys like to move on to the next?
Well, if we do another restaurant one, there is a McDonald's in Detroit that is called the Murder Mac because a lot of people die over there. I'm sure that has terrible reviews.
That's a fair fucking fight.
I want to know about
that. He's got the Murder Mac.
Executive decision. We're talking about Murder Mac. Go ahead.
Okay, so let's see.
And Jay, or sorry, Flaccid, you find your Murder Macros nearby you.
We don't have a Murder Macros.
You better fucking make one, I guess. You better get down over there. You better start shooting up the place.
Oh, this is where I got jumped one time. We have a Mac is where I got jumped.
Yo! Oh, dude, I'm gonna start.
Oh, these all have photos, too.
I gotta organize some stuff on my spreadsheets here that I'm using to count down the points. Because I'm not keeping track of what I'm giving y'all bonus points for, and I want to remember.
I've got the wrong one, but I've read one line, and it's the greatest thing I've already read.
Oh, I don't know what that one was for either. Oh, I'm already forgetting things.
Oh my god, there's two that line up perfectly with each other. Two people reviewed and had the exact same complaints.
Ooh, nice. All right, well, whoever wants to go first, knock yourself out.
All right. If I could leave a 0 rating, I would. We went inside to order. There were kids riding around inside on their scooters, one wielding a mannequin's arm as he sped around. It was not safe for diners to stand inside an order. There was no manager or even staff member in sight. The floor was filthy with litter and stickiness. The first 3 self-serve machines we tried did not respond when we touched them. The fourth one did, and it prompted us to only take takeaway orders were being taken right now. At this point, I also noticed a homeless man sleeping with his head down on a table nearby and did not need any further convincing that I should take away my order. After ordering 1 McFlurry and 2 McCafe iced coffees, we didn't get a receipt printed out from the machine. The machine said our order was 91. We joined the line to collect order. A teenager ordered at the counter after us and received his McFlurry before we could get our order. Our number was called out 191. I guess that was us. No spoons or straws were given. I had to ask them for napkins. We took our cold treats away, as was suggested by the restaurant, and the iced coffee was made with syrup, not from a coffee machine. No surprise, since despite huge signage outside, there was no McCafe service or staff, and was way too sweet. It wasn't mixed, or even when mixed, was undrinkable due to the quantity of disgusting fake-flavored coffee syrup. Wasted $15 at this piss-poor excuse for a fast food restaurant. McDonald's needs to audit this franchise and close them down immediately.
Damn, that's scathing. I give you a 4 out of 5.
That is
scathing. Jay.
I thought it would be better after the mannequin arm.
What was that about a mannequin? Wait, what is it? What did I hear about? What mannequin arm?
This is the first line.
Say that again.
So there are kids riding around on their scooters, one wielding a mannequin arm.
I totally zoned out on that. I don't know how I missed that part. Okay. That definitely deserves a 4 out of 5 then. That's excellent. Jay.
All right.
You are up.
Yeah, this one's coming in from Carrie. This is the McDonald's I just mentioned a minute ago. This is on Mac Ave in Chrysler Drive out in Detroit. If anyone's in Michigan listening, they'll know where that is. Carrie says with one star, worst McDouble of my life. This place sucks ass. Unsalted fries. I got no sauce for my nuggets. My food was so cold. It felt like the ice outside.
Oh, is that it? I was expecting more from the murder Mac. I'm not gonna lie.
I was
waiting to see my husband died outside.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I'm looking, but there's nothing like that. So
maybe they delete the ones where people die.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking.
I need you to tell me why they call it murder Mac, because I'm so interested.
Well, there's constant shootings over there. It has a camera on there that's run by DPD, so they can monitor that area, as well as many other places in that area where the McDonald's is.
Is there footage we can watch?
I don't know. Let me see.
Well, you do get a 3 out of 5 for your McDonald's review. And you do get a bonus point because of the murder Mac. I find that really funny. It's a great name. All right. So while he's searching that up, I'm going to give you guys your next topic. We're going to move on from restaurants. And we're going to go to... I'm going to throw a curveball here. We're going to do fireworks stands.
We don't have those. Fireworks are illegal here.
Really? Why?
Because fucking people kill each other. What are you talking about?
Wait, what?
Fireworks are dangerous, man.
Fireworks are a lot less dangerous than some of the stuff that's probably... Out of all the things that can kill you in Australia, I'm least afraid of the fireworks.
You can't buy fireworks here.
That's insane.
You can get sparklers.
Well, you better find some really good sparkler reviews, alright?
Shit!
It can be outside of your Australia. You can find it.
No, I like the Detroit versus Australia beef.
That is pretty good, honestly. I wasn't expecting the turf war there.
All right, what are we looking up?
Fireworks.
Sparklers.
Fireworks. Ooh.
Fireworks. Okay. Fireworks stand.
Oh no, that's a car wash.
The review I've got, it's very short. For Alamo Fireworks Stand,
not open. 1 star.
That's it. Just not open. Oh. Yeah, and they left a 1-star review. So I just found that funny. Especially since fireworks stands are typically seasonal over here, or at least in Texas where I found that review. So, anyway. Amuse me. Find some good ones.
I got a potty store. Does that count?
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Good. All right. I think I got one.
All right. Go for it, buddy.
The shop appears to be kid-friendly. The staff gave the kids a balloon each upon entry. On our way out, my 4-year-old son wasn't looking where he was going and ran into the metal display shelf at the end of the aisle. And the shelf was not screwed in or secured and was pulled out halfway. The shelf had ceramics on it and luckily didn't come crashing down. My son got a deep cut on his forehead and was bleeding.
Oh.
I told the staff about the unsafe shelf and how the whole thing almost fell apart. The girl's reply was, well, your son shouldn't be running around. Won't be coming back.
That's pretty good. All right. That's a solid 4 out of 5. I like that one. Bonus star for the violence.
Thank you. No, I found one better right underneath.
Ooh,
it.
Do it. Go.
This is the guy who works there. Maybe the owners. Don't know. But there's an old guy, and he is very rude. Very, very rude.
You get a rude bonus point or bonus star.
Yes, miss.
Jay, you okay there?
Yeah, this is tough.
A lot of people are complaining about these aisles being narrow. It's a dangerous store. Never go to party source, I guess.
Yeah, fire stores are dangerous. I do have a review which is not very violent, but it's the only one I'd seen that actually had like a kid got cut and was like they put a picture of it on the website on Google.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the one we're gonna do next after this. Just because it relates. Reminded me.
I opened another like party store. Rude, unprofessional, and pretty racist. I was checked for stealing when I was walking around with a shopping trolley full of things to buy from a teen who can't even form five words correctly to make a sentence. Don't even bother. Place where I live is a dump.
Dang.
All right. I've got mine.
Do it. You better hurry. Yeah, he was racking up the points.
All right. This one comes from... I'm not sure how to say this, so I'm just going to say KO. Gives it 1 star. This is on Joy Road. It's called the Holiday Party Store. I went there, and they had mouses in the stove. Breakfast water store is raggedy. That's why I don't like going to that store, but some of that stuff is probably old. It is somebody want to gee. Every time I go here, I end up being taxed way more than I should be. If you black, please keep a lookout. They are scamming people credit cards too.
What? This was a fireworks store?
This is a party store.
Oh no, guys, these are supposed to be fireworks. Alright.
We don't fucking have fireworks
it's
here.
It's fine.
It's Detroit. Fine. What do you want?
Anywhere. Yeah, you could do it anywhere in the US. And it's true. You did find cannons. Anywhere. Any stores. That's fine. But that was super funny. So to me. 4 out of 5. Excellent. I love it when you guys try to pronounce the misspellings and stuff. That big tickle points. Big stars for that one. 4 out of 5 stars.
Oh my god.
You do
I found
get
one with a paragraph response.
Oh, I don't know if I really want to hear it. Summarize.
No, you don't. They're built on return customers. They're sorry that their child was unwell and didn't have a party. The balloon should have lasted 7 to 10 days. Sorry it didn't. Something about 9:30. More things about balloons. And something about being competitive, and they're sorry.
Oh, okay. Well, cool. Alright, so we're gonna move on to the next one since you guys failed to find I'll give you guys another chance to find a fireworks stand.
We don't have them.
We don't.
Anyway, the world is your oyster. All right, fine, fine. Who needs what fireworks stands? Fireworks stands are lame. But you know what we do need is we need amusement parks or amusement park-like places. That's what we need. The one I found.
Oh, we have one of those.
Is a place called Urban Air, which is like a trampoline park. This one also had other features. This one also had like laser tag. And like an obstacle course, and like one of those obstacle courses where like they string you up and you're like high up and you walk around and stuff up like way up high. And I think they also had a climbing wall. But here's the review. No matter what you do, do not sign up for membership. Once they have your money, they make you pay for the entire year, no matter if Urban Air is dangerous and unsafe. Phone calls do not get returned, and now my kids are afraid to go back and getting hurt again. This is the one that had a picture of their kid with like a bloody hand and like a picture of like what cut them. So I found that was pretty rough. This Urban Air specifically, also every single review was talking about how every single one of the attractions was broken. Every single time they went, every single review, and there were a bunch of these reviews, every single one of the things they had in that store was busted. Like the laser tag, like only two of the guns worked. It was wild. I think they had a mini golf course, and they only had 4 golf clubs total in the entire place. So, pretty rough place. What kind of amusement parks have you guys got?
I got one guy that got fat shamed.
Go ahead, give me some fat shaming.
I've been coming to Adventure World for over 30 years. For the first time today, I found out very publicly that I was a couple of kgs too heavy for my favorite rides. After I'd waited in queue for a good period of time, his exact words to me when I was confused about why I couldn't do the ride I'd been doing for years was I'd been to the gym too much. Horrified doesn't begin to explain how I feel. Maybe they should weigh you on the way in so you don't spend money on the entry or rapid pass. I can go to my local pool for 5% of this pricing, and I'm not ashamed when I go in there. When it should be much clearer on the ticketing, if they're going to take it this seriously, and I understand health and safety concerns must be met, it should be highlighted with the height restrictions very, very clearly. Call the tab a weight and height restriction instead of just height.
Okay. Nice. I like it.
Oh, this was a woman.
Oh.
Thought it was a guy.
Damn. A solid 3 out of 5 for fat shaming. Solid. Excellent. Excellent work.
Thank you.
Jay, what have you got?
I'm still looking.
All right. No worries. Well, I'm
okay. Okay. I got one.
Ooh.
This comes from a amusement park in Tampa, Florida, which is where I'm from. I used to go to this park when I was younger. This comes from Javier Alba. He's a local guide with 22 reviews and 260 photos.
Jay, I like how every
6 months ago, he gives this 1 star, and he says, my son went to work Boxism. At this park. The organization had to give housing, and a 40 hours job based on catering and food services. House provided did not haste... I think he wanted to say have there. They did not haste drinkable water. House was infested with fleas, cockroaches, and wasps. They lived 7 people in a house of 4 people. I don't know what the fuck that means.
What is the review for?
With a very small fruit. It's for an amusement park.
Is it? It sounds like it's for an apartment complex or like a townhouse or something.
Dude, yeah, this is
it like
why,
the Disney World houses?
Dude, I guess so. This shit looks like it sucks.
Well, continue, I guess. Is that it?
I had to leave the house because of the inhumane conditions and the expensive rent of the house. $650 per person. Work was also... and paid. He just said work was also and paid. That makes no sense. $12 an hour and working. Why does he say and so many? There's so many grammatical errors, it's kind of hard to follow this.
And another thing.
and at the end, he says, here are pictures of the house provided by the organization with insects and my son's flea bites.
Oh my god. I got one that says somebody fell off a roller coaster.
Oh, that would
and
be.
And he's got a picture of his whole fridge.
Whoa.
I fell off the roller coaster in Dragon's Kingdom, and the lady said it's because I didn't fit in the seat space meant for 2 people.
So, Jay, that was a 4 out of 5, even though I'm not sure if that was actually for an amusement park. I think the guy was just in the wrong spot. You also got a confusion and fleas bonus points, plural. And for that other one, Flaccid, you got a fat bonus point. Or stars. Ah, stars, guys, stars! They're bonus stars! For the consistent fat theme, I appreciate that.
All of these reviews are about being fat shamed. So many!
Okay.
Someone's gotta put a stop to them.
Right? Honestly. So do you guys want to do another amusement park one, or do you want to continue?
I think we have another amusement park here.
It sounds like you got plenty of fat.
Oh, we got fat ones for days.
Oh, dude.
The trampoline park scout.
There's Adventure Island, which is a water park, and it's owned by the same people that own Busch Gardens, and it's right next to it. I'm going to see if they have any reviews.
I wanted to say, Jay, I like how all of your reviews, you slowly reveal more and more information about the people reviewing it. Like, at first, it was just, like, the name of the place. And then it was the name of the place and the address. And then it was the name of the place, the name, the address, the person who reviewed it. And then it was the name of the place, the person who reviewed it, the address, and also how many reviews that guy has done.
Listen, I'm smoking weed right now as we do this podcast. I feel like that's a ritual for me.
It feels like it.
So, however I explain it is how I explain it, all right?
That's fair.
I feel like I did good.
For that,
I got 4 out of 5.
You get a stone point. You're a stone star for that.
Hell yeah, dude. Appreciate it.
Of course, man. I got you. Anyone got another?
This is kind of weird. This is from Tanya Pardo. 7 reviews, 2 photos, 9 months ago. Gives 1 star and says, "This is the driest water park we've ever encountered. Most of the rides, including the wave pool and splash walkway, are closed and dried up. The pass kiosks are all out of order. The lazy river is freezing and dirty. The lockers are $25 to $50. The ice cream makers and the fountain drink stands are all broken. Save your money and go to Aquatica. We will definitely ruin your time here." I think they said they... What? Okay. No, I got it. "We will never be returning. I had a terrible time here. Yuck."
Gotcha. Good decipher.
And they got pictures. I want to describe this picture.
Please.
There is people walking, multiple fat people with their bellies out. Just really encompasses what Busch Gardens and Adventure Island is really all about.
Cool.
People are... Seems like they're having a terrible time. It seems like one guy's wiping the sweat off of his head. There's no water where the water should be, so this guy is not actually lying. I'm sure people's feet are really hot because there's no water on the floor. And I've been there and I've walked around. And it sucks.
Yeah.
So this guy, or this girl rather, knows what she's talking about.
What do you mean by there's no water?
There's also a fat kid holding an ice cream cone.
Oh, that's super important, actually. All right. I appreciate that. You put that in there. So what do you mean by, like, there's no water in places there should be water in? I'm really... Yeah.
So there's walkways, like splash walkways, that go around the whole park, and you can kind of just walk in them, kids play in them, and they're all dried up.
Oh.
There's no water.
Sad. Well, mm-hmm. You got an excellent 3 out of 5 for that. I was going to give you a 2 out of 5, but the description of the pictures and the lack of water and the fat kid with the ice cream really brought it home for me. So 3 out of 5.
So, I've got... Life has his hand up.
Yes.
I've gone through about 30 reviews that all say if you're over 90 kilograms, you'll stand on a fucking weigher that'll beep red in front of everybody. And then I went all the way down. I found another one. Holy fuck, George Floyd reviewed this. Wait, hold on a minute.
Whoa.
Okay, I've got 2 reviews now.
Okay.
The first one from my boy Adrian, 74 reviews, 14 photos, 2 years ago, 1 star. "Used to be swag. The workers are underpaid and overworked. Unless you want to wait in two-hour lines, even on quiet days, you have to pay extra. Unfortunately, has just turned into a cash grab. Super grumpy lifeguards as well. Poor buggers. I saw a duck, though. That was cool."
That's awesome.
Now, George, "I went here expecting a fun and rememberable experience. It was rememberable, but in a bad way. Me and my family all went together to have a fun time here at this good-looking place. It ended up being the worst time of my life. I lost my kid to a pool noodle, and my husband fell off the slide and broke his back and is now paralyzed. My mom also fell down the stairs and is now crippled. I'm losing my arm on one of the slides due to it getting caught on the edge. I have a really bad opinion on this place and wish to visit soon."
Damn, that was really good. Aw, dude, honestly, I was gonna give you a 4 out of 5. I think I gotta raise up to a 5 out of 5. I'm gonna raise that up to 5 stars, and you also get a tragedy point. Star. Tragedy star.
Tragedy star.
You get a tragedy star. Nice, dude.
Oh man, that was good. Jay, do you have any other additions before I move on to the next tab or the next one?
Nope.
All right.
That's all I got.
Perfect. Excellent. All right. So we've done amusement parks. We're down to, I think I've got three more. No, I've got four more actually where we can go through. Let me see how much time we got left. Oh yeah, we got time. We got time. We got time. The next one I'm excited for, barbershops.
Oh, so, shit.
Yeah, right? It's going to be good. So the place I found from VD Barbershop.
I do not like my haircut. The guy that cut my hair need more training. I asked for a taper, and he damn near bald the back of my head with a squared edge. Never again.
So, go for it. Give me some good barbershop reviews. Or bad ones. Oh, Jay, I didn't tell you before, but you got an ice cream star.
Oh, nice. Okay. Got one from Donald Mike Cuts Barbershop. This one comes in from SD33ZY313. He's a local guide with 31 reviews. He gives us one star, and this was 9 months ago. He says, God. I think they atheist here.
What? That's the review? That's it?
That's it?
That's excellent.
That's how he feels.
I found one from someone who's confused about how to review. This is a one star, but it's just a great review for Teresa. I don't know who Teresa is, but apparently she's fucking amazing at her job. Still gets a one star, though.
Oh? Go for it. Is that the whole review, or...?
Teresa is so far the best hairdresser I have ever met. She prioritizes on providing customers with the services they request while also offering an enjoyable experience. She is very attentive, very professional, engaged, and friendly, and maintaining a positive attitude. She is very good with that, with what she do. She just simply the best. If only I have a choice, I will always come back on this salon for her. But because the management for some stupid reason says she can't do my hair anymore because of my hair extension, I just want a wash, blow dry, and some styling every time I come, and Teresa did my hair perfectly. I just found it a bit rude and unfair that she is not allowed to do my hair anymore.
Oh, that is rude and unfair. What was her name?
Karen.
Karen, the person reviewed or the person getting reviewed?
The person reviewing was Karen Ann Roberto.
And the person who got reviewed?
Teresa.
You get a Teresa bonus point, bonus star.
Thank you.
Yeah, Teresa, and that review was only at a 3 out of 5, unfortunately. Only 3 out of 5. Jay, yours hit me hard. I don't know why. I gave that a 4 out of 5.
All right.
You guys got any more? Those were pretty short.
I'm trying to look.
Yeah.
Because nobody reviews barbershops here. Everyone's just bald.
That's the style, man. The stees, the stylinese.
The stees, the me's. Yeah. The up, down, re's.
Woo. Are you going to lay out some bars right now? You want to lay out some bars from some bonus stars? Lay out the bars from bonus stars?
Oh!
Oh! I'm giving myself a bonus star.
Did you say you're giving yourself a bonus star?
Yeah. Give myself a bonus star for that. That was pretty good.
And I think I got something.
All right, hit me.
Took my very anxious 3-year-old grandson to get a haircut. The new girl there thinks she's from New Zealand. Was rude from the minute we walked in the door. I told her he doesn't like clippers. She replied with, I don't do naughty kids. She got the clippers out by this time. My grandson was overly distraught. My daughter-in-law arrived and my grandson sat on her lap. Again, she said to the hairdresser, he's scared of the clippers. Her reply was, my choice, not yours. He's getting his hair cut whether he likes it or not.
Whoa.
Daughter-in-law said to her, that's it, just finish now. And they still charged her $32 for a half cut and a very distraught, traumatized little boy. Even the guy that was working looked quite embarrassed by her attitude. When my daughter-in-law paid, the hairdresser said, do you only have the two kids? daughter-in-law replied, yes, and hairdresser said, good! Good in all caps.
Whoa!
Absolutely disgusting service, plus the loud music that was playing, you can hear right up to the far end of Woolworths, is not very inviting. Would definitely not recommend this store to anyone, especially someone who has children. Big mistake hiring this lady. Used to be a great place, but no longer. Painful experience, unfriendly atmosphere, rushed.
That was an excellent review. That is a 5 out of 5 barber review. You also got a bonus star for a scissor fear. Just wonderful peak. Great, great review all around. Very much enjoyed that. Thank you for sharing. All right.
Thank you.
Jay, I need some heat from you, buddy. You're falling behind.
Well, okay. So I'm not going to lie to you. I'm on Google Earth and I'm spinning the globe. I kind of zoned out for a second. What are we looking up now?
We're still looking up barbershops.
Oh, barbershops. This is the worst podcast. Right.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. We're never going to make it. It's all my fault. I'm sorry.
You couldn't even find a murder at the Murder Makers.
I know, right? you would teed yourself up for that one.
They delete them all. They bury them. I'll read you stories about Detroit on Reddit.
We're not reviewing cities. We're reviewing barbershops.
They're unwritten rules. Hey, look. I don't know.
All right.
This guy says he got a haircut.
Okay.
Last week.
Cool.
And this haircut, I'm not telling you anything about this guy. This guy is completely anonymous.
Whoa.
Yeah, scary, right?
That is spooky.
Well, this guy comes in for a haircut a week ago. Lady with purple hair is new to store. Cut my hair? No. I don't want. I want someone good. I need the lady I had one time. Lady is not here today, I think. Purple hair lady sucks.
Alright.
Is that it? Is there more to that? Purple hair lady
very
sucks.
Very caveman-ish style of writing this review. But I think she got... Or no, he or she, we don't know. It's anonymous.
The point definitely got across.
They got their point across.
Definitely. I understood that. Yeah, 100%. Do not trust purple hair lady. No trust inexperienced barber. Want good barber. Barber not there. I got it. 100%. I was on board. 3 out of 5 stars on that one. But you did get an anonymity star and a caveman star. So... That's pretty good. It's pretty good. You also got a globe star.
Nice.
Oh, I got one from the barbershop that I could walk there right now. It's like 5 minutes from my house.
Okay.
a review from Typical Australian. Very upset with the treatment I received today. I'm autistic and hate getting haircuts. So when I came in with my bird's nest of curly hair, I fully was this me like 2 years ago? What the fuck's going on here? Expected a few amused comments as the usual. What I didn't expect was to have to wait on a young employee taking her third vape break in less than an hour. This time with a friend who walked in, having a razor rammed into the back of my skull repeatedly, being swiveled to face the entire waiting area for over half the time, not having my head and face cleaned of excess hair cleaned with a pre-warmed towel, as the other 4 men before me had been, my boyfriend was horrified at the amount still stuck to me. Not to mention the 2 employees working were discussing quite loudly who was going to do it, aka cut my hair. Neither was very keen on the idea, and again, quite loudly expressed that to one another, I had never been treated like this before, and usually hate to complain about customer service, but boy did this make a usually difficult experience. Absolute hell for me. Will not be back.
Damn. I mean, look, just based on he gets a 4 out of 5 stars. That is rough. Honestly, that is a rough experience. But at the same time, like, maybe something wrong with the guy. Maybe
I think I know who cut his hair.
Maybe it's this guy's wrong. Yeah, I mean, you know, you live. You also got a proximity star, so you live near
proximity star.
Yeah, you get a proximity star, so good shit.
Maybe he's bald and he keeps coming in because he thinks he has hair, but he's just old and has dementia.
So he just like jammed the back of his head with a razor.
They're like, who's gonna tell him again? He doesn't fucking have hair.
Baldy McGee over here.
Jay, do you have a counter barber shop for your last one? This would be we're cutting off on barbers after this one.
Oh, this guy's a bitch, like fucked up his head.
Oof. Yeah, give me 1 second.
Yes.
One comes from Savage Monkey 2. This is 3 years ago. Was in town while my girl was getting a new tattoo. It was taking a while and I couldn't be in the room with her. So I went to get a haircut. Asked for a crew cut with about 2.5 inches on top with my widow's peak knocked down. They gave me a fucking bowl cut. I look like Rock Lee from Naruto.
Yeah, that's I feel that pain, man. I someone who used to have a lot of hair and am now shaved my head. I used to have a bowl cut, dude. It's a rough life to have. I feel for him. That's a 4 out of 5. And you get a bowl star.
I've found nonstop reviews about just everybody hating one female employee that works at this barbershop.
Okay, you tell me. I'm curious. So you get it, but you're not getting another rating. You'll get a bonus.
It literally is just that she sucks at her job. She fucked up like 4 people's haircuts.
Oof,
like badly. I can see the photos too. There's still like hair everywhere. That kid has a fucked up looking head. He gets a pass.
That wasn't even her. That's just the kid.
Yeah. This guy's shit's completely uneven. Yeah, they fucked people up. Damn. And apparently they were very rude.
That's fair. Maybe they deserved it. All right. So we're actually, believe it or not, that took a while. We're running short on time. So we've got enough time for probably one more topic and maybe 2 if we don't do multiples of them. I'm going to let you guys pick the category.
Okay,
and I'll even read the reviews I've got for them. So I've got grocery stores. I chose Walmart. The review was,
"Where are the donuts? I've come there 4 times now around 7 a.m. and there's barely even any donuts. I don't need the Phil donuts, please. I'm going insane. I'm going to cry. By the way, I'm not fat like the hiring manager in parentheses Kyra ?? I'm just hungry." And that was a 3-star review, believe it or not.
Oh my god.
I know. It was out of all the reviews I found, that was the only one that wasn't a 1-star that I found really funny. We've also got comic book stores. I don't really want to read this whole thing. It's very long, and we might not even do this one. If we do this one, I'll read it. It's just a guy being a dick. He's like, have you guys ever watched The Simpsons and like the comic book guy?
Yeah.
He gives strong those vibes and like argues with the customers and something about policies. Anyways, so comic book stores, that's one. And then the last one is auction houses, which I got a review from Richie Bros Auctioneers.
Went to pick up equipment on our way out. Anthony Christian, leave employee out of this place, drove out recklessly hitting our pickup. 1-star.
So yeah, we can also do auction houses. I honestly had a hard time finding auction house reviews, but I bet they're out there. I bet they're really funny. There's got to be some good ones. Also, that specific auction house had a lot of negative reviews about Richie. Or not Richie, Anthony Christian. There was a lot of bad reviews for that guy. No.
Yeah, whatever. Find his house.
He's fucking up somewhere. So yeah, which one would you guys like to do?
Doesn't matter to me.
I say, I'm for either grocery stores or auction houses.
Okay.
Those are my 2.
Jay, I'll let you decide.
Let's do grocery stores.
Grocery stores! Grocery stores! Alright, find me some excellent grocery store reviews, ladies and gentlemen.
On it, Dad.
You got it. Thank you. Man, I'm rereading that comic book store, and that guy's a dick. I'll reread it since we're not doing anything right now.
Okay.
So this is for Waterfront Comics.
As others have mentioned, strong Simpsons comic book guy vibes here. Try to buy two new issues of a comic book for me and my girlfriend, who was standing right beside me, and the guy tells me that
it's... He doesn't have a girlfriend.
Right? If you shop at a comic book store, you don't have a girlfriend. Come on, be serious, man. And he tells me...
I would know.
And he tells me that it's one per person, and that I can only have one. He then proceeds to try to goad me into an argument over it, despite me saying right away that it was fine that I'd only take one. At one point, I tried to get him to move on by saying, it's fine, I'll agree with the policy. And he responds, so do I. LOL, just ring me up for the $100 in books that I'm buying, you clown. I would have just walked out of there before buying anything, if not for my girlfriend being excited about a couple issues that she had found. Bottom line, I could have found the exact same items for cheaper and with less attitude on eBay or whatnot. People like this guy don't understand that. One star.
I found that really funny.
Yeah, I was picking up Harley Quinn Fall comics.
Yeah, probably. I mean, those are rare. Like, obviously, only one per person. You can't have two. Come on, man.
That's what the whole discussion was about. You can't have a second one.
I mean, it was. That's what it said in the review. Like, you can't have two. You can only get one, which is crazy because, like, his girlfriend was standing right next to him. So, like, you could just be like, pass it to her. Boom. There's your second person for her, you know?
We got a name drop.
Oh, shit. Is it Jay?
Nah, it's Mia D.
Ooh.
This girl needs to learn some customer service.
Ooh.
Throwing things while checking out. And when we looked at her in the way she was passing out things while scanning was ridiculous. And rolling eyes, important thing, we are paying for what we get from here, except poor attitude. Serious girl? Go and get some customer service experience and way to deal with customer.
Yeah. What was her name again?
Mia D.
Fuck you, Mia.
Piece of shit.
That was a 3 out of 5, but you also get a name drop star.
Fuck yes.
Jay, how are you still spinning the globe, or did you find one?
No, I've got one. This one comes from Sherry Lampert, 9 reviews, 1 photo, a month ago with 1 star, and she says, I always do a Walmart delivery to my house since I have young kids and I'm a single mother. Makes it easier on me so I don't have to load them up for a few items. I did one tonight, and when I got my things, everything is doused in cigarette smoke. I am not a smoker, and I had ordered things for my kids. If you can't go 2 minutes without having a cigarette, then don't do deliveries. People have children, and others may be allergic to it. I don't appreciate everything I ordered smelling of cigarettes. Probably the cheap ones, too.
Yeah. So, that was a solid 3 out of 5. But you also get a Newport point, or Newport star. All right, you guys got any more for me?
That's all I've got.
So you got
it's pretty much all I got. Most of these are pretty. Oh, hold up!
Ooh.
Oh, we've got somebody being racist. Treats all your. Olaying is meant to be paying, but starts with an O. Fucking scrub. Customers like thieves, but lets Aboriginal boys walk out with their items in their hands without even asking them to pay. We'll shop at Spudshed instead.
Yeah, Spudshed.
This isn't racist, but this is kind of. I kind of feel bad for Eric here. Eric Lannerman, 2 reviews, 1 star, 4 months ago at the same Walmart. He's a disabled man, but often can't get an electric disability card.
Aww.
Because fat, lazy women are using them, or kids are riding around on them for fun. Handicapped parking is also taken by rude, fat, lazy people who aren't handicapped either. And don't have a disability plate or a plate card, or they're using their grandmother's disability plate card. This place is horrible. Too many lazy people nowadays. Give me my cart back.
Damn, you're right. You got a disability star for that one. Absolutely right. Unfortunately, Placid, you already had a racism star from earlier, so you don't get another racism
no!
star.
No!
Alright, so, are you guys ready for your totals?
Yes.
Yes.
If I lose over one star, I'm gonna fucking lose it.
I have to actually add them up real quick.
While you're adding, let me read out a dime from Jack.
Yeah.
Grass-fed cows? They think people are dumb. What do cows eat? Sardines? He has 5,000 photos?
Whoa.
That's a lot, dude.
It's a lot of fucking photos.
Ed Terry level.
Right?
Let's see what he's... He has reviewed, like, the same KFC 4 times. With the exact same photo.
Whoa, holy shit. What'd Trinity Holloway at the same fucking Walmart. You're never gonna believe this. She gives us 1 star 3 months ago, says, Sean Cummings got me pregnant in the middle of the store.
Whoa!
After that, I started hallucinating, seeing Granny on the floor. I was shocked, like, ah! Whoa. I am only 10 arrests, Sean. What the He's 40. Fuck?
Whoa! Run that back by me again.
Gotcha. Sean Cummings got me pregnant in the middle of the store. After that, I started hallucinating, seeing Granny on the floor. I was shocked, like, ah! I am only 10. Arrest Sean, he's 40. Seems like there's a pedophile problem at that Walmart over there.
Yeah, definitely. You gotta
come. They should really look into that.
You got a Cummings star.
Sean Cummings.
Yeah,
Sean.
I don't get a fucking grass-fed star.
You did. You got a cow star.
Oh, all right. No, my complaints are a null and void.
I'm having trouble.
I mean, I've seen that. And
I'm having trouble
not counting to share.
Yeah, I'm having trouble counting with all this news. I was gonna give you a T star, but then it turned out to be a fake story. But that was super interesting.
That's crazy. Pregnant.
People keep on slipping over in front of Bunnings. This is a big problem.
That is a problem.
This guy says he worked here as a card associate and almost got ran over every day. Those are the guys that bring the carts in. That does not seem fun. Whoa, don't shop here. They're selling moldy food and fermented food. I've had an issue 3 times in 1 week with bad food. Fuck, man. Moldy food? Pedophiles?
This place has it all.
People stealing fucking mobility what cards
fuck found?
From the disabled? I don't know, dude. This place is hell on earth, it seems. You done racking up the points?
Look, man, it takes a minute. I didn't organize this well.
Oh, shit. The staff member wearing a hijab on Sunday, 4th of August at 2 p.m. rammed the click and collect card into the back of my car. The things that we order to consume as food, not just giving a rubbish to customer, and not every person comes with an old car, mean an Uber driver. Disappointing lack of customer service and respect for others' possessions as well. Oh shit! We got another fucking hijab! Staff member wearing a hijab and glasses on Monday 3rd of June at 9 a.m. rammed the clicking door collect card into the back of my car!
Ooh.
It wasn't even my order. I notified her of hitting my car and providing the wrong order. She took the cart and gave it to the next car. Disappointing lack of customer service and respect for others' possessions. I'm seeing a fucking theme here.
This was way closer than I thought it was.
Oh, shit.
This was, like, way fucking closer than I thought it was. Okay. And luckily, I'm glad you guys are spitting out some shit at the end there, because that kind of that broke a tie.
Oh, shit.
That's how close it was. So, Flaccid, I'm going to give you your points. I'm going to tell you guys what you got points for. Flaccid, you got a 3 out of 5 for your first pawn, plus a bonus first point, star. You got a 3 out of 5 for the pizza place, and 2 bonus stars for something I forgot, and a personal review that you made. You got a 4 out of 5 for your McDonald's. You got a 4 out of 5 for your fireworks stand, even though it wasn't a fireworks stand. You got a bonus star on that one for violence, rude, and racism. I was originally going to give you -1 stars for not actually being a fireworks stand, but then Jay did the same exact thing, so I was like, ah, fuck it. You got a 3 out of 5 for the amusement park, plus a fat star. You got a 5 out of 5 for your second amusement park, plus a tragedy star. You got a 3 out of 5 for the barber shop, plus a Teresa star. 5 out of 5 for your second barber, for plus a scissor fear star. 4 out of 5 for your third barber shop, plus a proximity star. 3 out of 5 on the groceries, plus a name drop, a cow, and a hijab stars. Jay. Oh, totaling 50 stars, by the way.
Jay, 50 stars, okay.
Jay, you got 3 out of 5 for your pawn, plus a star for the referencing the show. You got a 4 out of 5 for the pizza place, and an I forgot star. A 3 out of 5 for your Murder Mac, even though it wasn't actually Murder Mac, you did get a bonus star for that. You got a 4 out of 5 for your fireworks, plus a star for rats in the oven. You got a 4 out of 5
nice.
On your amusement park, plus a confusion and flea star, as well as a stoned star for something adjacent. You got a 3 out of 5 for your other amusement park, and a +1 to the ice cream. You got a 4 out of 5 for your barber shop, your first one, plus a globe star. You got a 3 out of 5 for your second barber shop, plus 2 stars, one for anonymity, and the second one for caveman. You also got a 4 out of 5 on your third barber store, plus a bowl cut star. You then got a 3 out of 5 for your groceries, plus 3 stars for Newport's, Disability, and Cummings, totaling 49 points. 49 stars.
No!
Yes!
That was...
God damn it!
Way closer than I expected. I think I was...
Detroit ain't got shit on Western Australia.
This is bullshit. I should have been reading way more Walmart reviews.
You should have. You really started racking up points at the barbershop and in the grocery. Like, you had a really weak first half, but your second half was killing it. Flaccid really squeaked by with 2 5 out of 5s. Two 5 out of 5s reviews. Those killed it. Jay, you had a ton of bonus points. So, good job. You both did fantastic.
Hell yeah.
That gives Flaccid a, I guess, a star. Like a gold. I'll just say it's a gold star for getting a victory.
Yes!
Flaccid has a gold star for the victory. You
put
are
a
now,
gold star in my username now.
Yeah, you are tied with Shock. For total gold stars right now, so if you get if you get one more than him, you take his title.
Shit.
Yeah, I know. High stakes.
Ah, man.
High fucking stakes.
Yeah, the title. I forget what I called it. Hold on, I'll figure it out. The title.
There we go. Gold stars in the fucking username.
What did I name that? What was the title? It was like, it was 5 out of 5 stars. That was the title. I think something like that. 5 out of 5. Something like that. So congratulations. You guys want to say anything else before we leave? We're about to close up shop here.
Watch Hardcore Porn. Not the sex one where people sell
look
cannons in Detroit.
And look out for Sean Cummings.
Yeah, dude, he's a dangerous guy, man. You gotta be careful.
Sean Diddy Cummings. Watch out for him.
So you can find me at The Anorexic Sloth on Twitch and on YouTube. You can find Jay at Fat Pugs on Twitch. You can also find Flaccid here at Loaf Bray on Twitch or The Hardest Loaf on Spotify. His new album coming
and
out
YouTube.
Soon. And YouTube. Definitely on YouTube. He's got one track. It's a banger. So yeah, you guys have a fantastic rest of your day. Say bye, guys.
¿Cómo estás? Peace.